attention to the man standing on top of the tumbled-down masonry, who held his hands up in a welcoming gesture. The man's expression and bearing made Jim wish to turn tail and run away as fast and as far as he could. He had never seen this man before, but his description fit what he had learned from Pug of Sorcerer's Isle and a demon master named Amarantha. The man on the stones above was Belasco, one of the most dangerous men alive, and certainly one of the maddest. With a sweep of his hand, the domineering magic user conjured a mirage, a shimmering likeness that hung in the air above his head, one that made the mob at his feet cry out in supplication and awe. The image was Dahun, and from what Jim had learnt over the last 6 months, the appearance of his likeness, almost as if he stood here in the flesh, meant that his servants were closer to opening a portal for him. Dahun was 20 feet tall and roughly man-shaped, but he also possessed a long, black-scaled lizard's tail, which descended from the base of his spine. His chest was massive, and his stomach rippled with muscles under reddish skin that stretched from black at his feet and blended to crimson over his chest. His face was human, save for a massive, jutting lower jaw and large,